episode 102, Before the First Meeting. This podcast is intended for new unit commissioners or experienced unit commissioners that have been assigned to a new unit. My name is Kendra Delmar, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Robert Johnston today, team leader for the Micro Learning Project. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Kendra. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
So let's say I'm a brand new unit commissioner and I've just been given a list of units. What do I do?
Okay.
So where do I start?
Yeah, thank you. And so let's start, Kendra, first with let's talk about what not to do, right?
Okay.
So don't show up at a meeting unannounced and you know, watch and observe and take notes, because we're not there to assess, where we're not really there to be the council police or the district spies, which, you know, we kind of have that reputation that we are trying to reverse. So just remember that what we're trying to accomplish here is to build a relationship between the unit commissioner and the unit leaders, and a relationship that's based on trust and mutual respect.
Right.
So think about if someone moved into your neighborhood and you wanted to get to know them, you probably wouldn't just show up at their house and expect them to welcome you in for dinner, right? So you show up at dinner time and say, hey, what's for dinner? So first of all, let's get to know them a little bit before we reach out, right?
Okay.
So let's see what we can learn about them. So first of all, do they have a website? If they have a website, a lot of troops, a lot of PACs have a website. Go to the website, see what they're up to. Look at the pictures on the website. What kind of events have they been doing? What kind of events do they have coming up? Units that don't have a website will probably have a Facebook page. So go to their Facebook page. If it's open and you can join it, join it. If you can sign up for any of the newsletters that they put out or things like that, their announcements, you know, sign up for those. Look in your commissioner tools and see what's going on with the unit. Are the numbers increasing? Are they decreasing? So learn as much as you can about the unit. Secondly, learn as much as you can about the unit leaders. How long has the committee chair been the committee chair? How long has the scoutmaster, the cubmaster, been in that role? What did they do before?
Why would you say that's important to know how long they've been around?
Well, you know, we just want to know a little bit about them, right? Because
okay.
We don't want to just show up out of the blue and not know anything about them. We want to show the person that we took the time to get to know a little bit about them before they showed up. So step two is, again, we're not going to just show up at a meeting unannounced. That's rude, right? We're going to reach out to them. We're going to call them and introduce ourselves. And we're going to share with them something that we learned about either them or their unit that is positive. So it might go something like this. Hi, Kendra. My name is Robert Johnston. I'm your unit commissioner. I noticed on your website that you had 72 cars registered for your Pinewood Derby. That is impressive. And I really want to hear more about what a fun and exciting day that was. So first of all, I'm not suggesting shallow flattery, right? People can see through that a mile away. What I'm talking about is talk about honest, sincere appreciation. So look for something that you can honestly and sincerely appreciate and start off with that. So it could be about something that they did, that they posted pictures on their Facebook page about their Pinewood Derby or the Klondike Derby or the backpacking trip that they did. It could be something that's coming up. Say, hey, I noticed that you're planning to go to Philmont this year. That's really exciting. I went to Philmont myself. I'd love to tell you about my experience and learn more about what you're going to do while you're out there. If there's not information about the unit out there, or even if there is, you can also look for information about the person and say, hey, man, I noticed that you've been the scoutmaster there for 10 years. I really appreciate that commitment that you're showing to your scouts and their families. On the other side of that, maybe they're brand new. Say, hey, I noticed that you just stepped into the scoutmaster role. I appreciate your initiative and your leadership for taking on this important role. I'm here to help you, right? So yeah. Begin with something positive and then let them know, I'm here to help you. I am your unit commissioner. My job is to help you succeed. My job is
to get you in trouble.
Right. My job is not to get you in trouble. And my job is to help you succeed. My job is to offer resources to help you achieve your goals. So that's step two.
Start off on a positive note and build a relationship up front. That's a great suggestion.
Well, think about the relationships that you have, Kendra. Wouldn't you appreciate someone starting off in a positive way rather than starting off in a negative way, right?
Absolutely.
So step one is, find something positive that you can say about them. And again, it has to be honest and sincere. Step two is let them know that you're here to help. And then step three is ask for the appointment, ask for the meeting, right? So the appointment could be, hey, I'd like to stop by your troop meeting next Thursday night, if that's okay, right? And we're asking, not telling, right? It could be, hey, I'd love to take you out for a cup of coffee, learn more about what your plans are for your unit. Or I noticed that you're going to be doing the beach cleanup next Saturday. I'd like to stop by and see you. Or I know you're going to the Klondike Derby. I'm going to stop by. Maybe I can, if it's okay with you, I'd like to stop by and introduce myself. So again, we're asking permission to visit. Now,
what happens in the event you're denied permission?
Yeah. Right. So thank you, Kendra. That does happen. Now, if they call back and say, well, you know what? This week is probably not a good time for you to visit because of this, 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 and this. Respect that. And don't call back and say, okay, I got your message. Or, maybe if you actually answer the phone, that sounds great. I understand. Don't want to interfere with your banquet or your,
right.
How about the next week? Or how about the week after that? So be respectful, but also realize that, be persistent that we are going to meet.
Right. Right. Don't get shot down and just end right. it.
So that's, the one response we might get is, not now, right? Don't stop by this Thursday. We're not going to meet. Maybe that's another reason. The other response that I think is probably more common is that they just don't respond, right? Ooh, you leave a message, they don't call you back. You send an email, they don't reply. You send a message through Facebook, they don't reply. And, we can't do much about that. So they have not said, don't come. They just haven't said, come. So I think in that situation, if we've done our best, right, don't just send one email and say, well, I did my best, but send a couple of emails, leave a voicemail, try a couple of different methods, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you do, right? And if after, let's say, 3 or 4 attempts, they still don't respond, then I think it's okay to just show up.
But you can use that as a last resort.
Yeah. So when we show up, just, walk in, hey, I'm Robert. I'm the guy who's been leaving you all these messages, or I'm the one who's been sending you all those emails. I know you're busy and I understand why you couldn't respond. And then again, ask, I hope it's okay that I'm here, right? I hope it's okay that I just stopped by. And you know what? If they say no, it's not okay. I understand you're not ready. Could I come back next week? Could I come back in 2 weeks? Or when would be a good time? Just, right. Be persistent and be polite at the same time. Now, the third response, and I'll be honest, I have not gotten this response very much, but I have gotten it, mm-hmm. is I don't want a unit commissioner coming and messing up my, just like a rejection, a just complete rejection. Just I don't want you, because... You think about it, this person has probably had a negative experience with another unit commissioner. you know, that and maybe it was 5 years ago, maybe it was 15 years ago, maybe it was 5 days ago. But no matter how long ago it was, this person obviously is still feeling the sting of that.
Right.
And because of that negative, think of it, if someone gets bit by a dog, they're going to be cautious around other dogs. So if a previous unit commissioner did something that upset this unit leader,
left a really bad taste in the mouth.
Yeah. And so it's not your fault. First of all, remember, it's not your fault. It's just something that has happened, but we still have to deal with it.
Yeah,
and so if you get that kind of response, then we need to, hey, you know, I understand that. I'm a little surprised by that. Sounds like you might have had a bad experience with another unit commissioner. Could we at least talk about what happened and see if there's something I can do to assure you that, you know, that I'm not going to do the same thing?
Yeah, going out of your way to make them feel comfortable with you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You've probably heard the expression, it only takes a minute to make a first impression. Actually, it takes a few seconds to make a positive first impression. But that first impression can dictate, in a lot of ways, the rest of the relationship. So if we start off right, and again, the three steps are find something to which you can give them honest and sincere appreciation, either about their unit or about the person. Number two, ask for permission to meet.
Don't
and then number
up.
Three, show up, you know. And so if we start off in that way, I think we're going to set the foundation for a positive relationship.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Robert. This really covers everything for today on what to do before the meeting. Thank you to our listeners. And be sure to download the discussion document that accompanies this podcast. See y'all next time.